Hello there, and welcome back to Adventures in Anime. This is my first official app, so we will be discussing certain things. Like, for instance, I don't know how many of you actually know about a old-time anime from the 70s called Lupin the Third. Now, lots of you who do know this anime would know that there was like five reincarnations to it. And a lot of movies. Yeah, a lot of them. I've seen most of them. And Lupin was made in officially in 1969, I believe, and but did not officially get released for the first step until 1972. It lasted up until I think about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, for its fifth incarnation. Lupin the Third, Part 5. This became a very, very popular anime. It's not popular with a whole lot of the new generation unless they've seen the newer ones that came out. But it's very popular with the old generations. I'm not gonna say old like that, but older as in the tens and people who grew up back then who know about anime that much, that back in those days. The voice cast has changed a lot over the last 40, 50 years, I would say so. Nowadays, from the series to the movies, the English dub cast consists of people like let's see, Tony Oliver, Michelle Ruff, I believe, still. Lex Lang and Richard Eckhart for the series. But you will notice some very big differences in the movies. Like, I don't know who's voicing Goemon in the movies because they don't really feature him that much in the new ones. But taking over Lupin recently was Keith Silverstein, and taking over Fujiko was Christina V, and taking over Jigen was Dan Warren. This is an interesting thing. They featured Christina V in part 5 of Lupin the Third as a computer hacker girl named Amy. Most of you would probably remember her if you checked out the series on Toonami. I don't know. I love this series. I watched it for a long time. I even took the time to watch the spin-off that Funimation made a few years back called the woman called Fujiko Mine. But this one starred Michelle Ruff and a lot of the old school movie cast from like the 90s and the mid 2000s, which included like Chris Sabat and Mike McFarlane and I think, yeah, Sonny Strait even playing Lupin back then. This edition, it was just a test, but I am making this my first official just to see how it goes. All right, so this will be entitled Lupin the Third. Thank you and goodbye.